Quality Elders.
Hey, good morning. Is Keith available?
Listen.
Hey, Keith. This is Russell from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. I know you're busy, so I don't want to take up too much of your time here. The bank I work for, we specialize here in equipment finance and working capital, and just wanted to touch base with you and see if you had anything coming up that, you know, might use some extra funding, or if you're thinking about bringing on any new equipment.
No, I'm actually a retail outlet for a car business. I don't, you know, we don't, as far as working on cars, I don't need a, you know, buy a lot of equipment here.
Okay. Well, so you said you guys don't really, you know, purchase much equipment for the business that you're currently at?
No, I mean, you know, computers and fax machines and, you know, that kind of stuff. But as far as equipment, as far as, you know, working on cars, we don't.
Well, that's the thing, is computers and, you know, software, even up to that point, that can all be considered equipment, actually.
Okay. I see what you're saying. Honestly, I appreciate you calling. I think we're in pretty good shape. Got all that stuff lined up.
Okay.
But, I mean, I appreciate you calling.
Yeah, well, is there maybe a better time of the year for me to just check back in and see where you guys are at and see how business has been treating you?
I don't know. Basically, you're actually like a credit card lender or something like that, is that what I'm thinking?
No, actually, so not credit cards, but so like I said, we do the equipment finance and working capital. Are you very familiar with working capital?
Well, no. I mean, because my working capital is usually out of my pocket. So, I'm familiar with it, but not, for, you know, I don't, you know, and I got some, you know, I got some business things that we use and do, but I don't, you know, I don't floor plan cars and stuff like that. So,
got it. Well, yeah. So, you know, just to give you a, you know, a better understanding, you know, our working capital loans are unsecured cash loans that are able to be deposited directly into the business's bank account. You know, the owner can pretty much take that money and use it for however they see fit in order to help their business grow and, you know, expand their revenue.
Let me ask you this, and you can probably help me out a bit. We probably either move forward or not. Let's say I will go to the auction and I buy five cars and I need $75,000. I just use that for illustration. You guys could fund me whatever.
Yes. Well, so
that's not equipment. So, you know, that's actually inventory. So I don't know.
So that is what goes under the realm of working capital versus the equipment financing. So the working capital is, you know, we can give you that capital and you use it for how you see fit for the business. So it will go on the business's credit. And then, yes, you would be able to go take that to the auction and go purchase those vehicles.
Right. Okay. Okay. Now that's a different story. Now that's something there that I would listen to if I needed.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I don't know what and what's the how many hoops do you have to jump through and what's the rate and term and all that too, you know, because, you know, I've got a local bank that I do business with and they've always been really good to me, so you know, don't really, but I'm always open to suggestions.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing that, you know, we always want to have our clients understand is, you know, we don't want to be stepping on any toes. We don't want to, you know, try and get in between any relationships that anyone currently has with their local banks. But we just want to be viewed as, you know, a secondary source of funding for, you know, say if they aren't able to give you exactly what you're looking for within the time basis as well. Because we are able to, you know, if we get you approved, can get you on, have that happen in under 24 hours and then actually have the cash in your account in, you know, as short as 48.
Right.
But so the other thing too, though, is these unsecured cash loans are based off of sales, and typically we're able to free up 10-15% of gross annual sales. So, I mean, if you don't mind me asking, what were your sales like last year?
You mean gross sales? How many?
Yeah, like your top line revenue.
Without looking or talking to my accountant, I wouldn't know how to give you a.
Right. No worries.
I don't really know. I mean, it was quite a bit.
Yeah. Well,
I'm talking about gross sales. And I ain't talking about now. That's not profit. I'm talking about gross sales. You know.
Exactly. Exactly. So would you say?
I mean, it was. You know, it was. You know, I'm sure over $1 million. You know what I'm saying? For gross.
Great. And so, for example, if you make $1 million in that top line revenue, not net, you know, freeing up 10-15%, we could get $100,000-$150,000 out of that. You know. And so that's what we base our loans off of, rather than, you know, a lot of these local banks and nationwide banks are going to base it off of credit, and they're going to take a very long time to actually either approve you or deny you, let alone give you the actual money.
And answer this for me, since I got a minute. Let's say you guys give me $150,000. So I need $150,000. I can call you up for $150,000. You basically opened me a line of credit up for $150,000. This is, we're just using that as a figure.
Mm-hmm.
and just say, like I said, say I needed $100,000 of it. And so I write a check, you know, I call you guys, say I need $100,000. Y'all deposit it into my account, correct? And
yeah.
And then I spend out $100,000. What is the term and what is the rate on that? And I, you know, like I said, you said you didn't base it on credit, but you know my credit's great. But I don't know if you even look at that. I'm sure you'd have to. But
it's a small factor. It's definitely there, but it's more of a, you know, secondary factor in comparison to the sales, because sales is the most important part. Because you know, if we see you have good sales, we assume that you're going to be able to cash flow the note. Whereas you know some of our clients
right.
don't have the best of credit, unlike you yourself. But you know that helps them be able to get the cash in. You know, like we said, as long as you're able to, you know, see that you have good sales, we assume that you'd be able to cash flow the note.
What would it cost you, say, on $100,000 interest wise? What's the payment on that?
Well, so the thing with that,
how soon do you need the $100,000 back, or you know, all that stuff is.
Yeah, well, so it depends on, you know, those few factors. You know, there are things, kind of depends on the industry. Credit is a small factor. And, I mean, how long have you been in business for?
I've actually been in business pretty much all my life with my father, but I've been in business myself since here at this location since 2004. So.
Okay, see, and so that definitely helps that, you know, we'll be able to get you, you know, better terms and better rates. But the thing is I can't give you a definitive rate. You know, I'm over here just on the sales side. I'm not on the credit side, so I'm not able to actually give you, you know, an actual rate.
And that's where I'm at with how far we can go with this conversation with me.
Yeah.
I need to know that kind of stuff. And I know you're selling and you're trying to get people to go in and get interested. And I send all my information and then you let me know. But I'm assuming the best case scenario, credit and business wise and all that, I think, because I am, what would it cost me for money and what is basically the terms? I'd like to know a little more about it before I even went any further, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, no, I understand. And so that's the thing, is it is a little, that is kind of like the difficult part here, because, you know, if we do go through the application process, which is a very simple process, we have, you know, a less than one page application, whereas, you know, some of these banks have 30 pages plus for you to fill out before you can even get told no that you're not going to get the loan. But so we do require the one page app, 6 months of bank statements, and then your most recent tax return. And I understand why, you know, you're not always, you know, you're cautious to be able to do that. But that is the only way for us to actually see if you get approved and then be able to give you a definitive rate and term.
Right, and I see where you're going with that, but I'm, you know, basically, I still, before I'd even give you a chance to even look at my stuff, is make sure I would even be interested until you can. And I know you can't guarantee me, yes, I will do this for you or that until you look, but I still want to know best case scenario.
Yeah,
not worst case. I like to say, you know, it's the best we can do if your credit's great and you know everything, your tax returns look good, everything looks good, and you know then I will say I'm interested or not interested. You see what
okay.
I'm saying?
No, absolutely.
So, you know, and I don't, you know, appreciate you calling. If you can call me back and give me that kind of information, then I will consider what I can and can't do.
Okay.
Because if you can beat what I'm doing with my bank,
mm-hmm.
then you know, I'm interested. But if you know if it's not, then I'm not interested.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, I definitely understand. So here, how's this sound? Do you have a good email for me to just shoot over, you know, a quick email that we'll have a little bit more information, and then
we can
stay in contact?
Yeah. Right, yeah. Give me a quality audio.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
Yeah,
oh, it's quality audio? Yeah.
Quality audio 6677 at yahoo.com.
Quality audio 6677?
Yes, at yahoo.com. Yeah, shoot that over. I'll take a look at it and see what, like I said, I'm always open, but I don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to.
Okay.
If it's not better than a guy, I don't want to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. So. Okay, so how about this? If I send you over just an application so you can take a look at it, as well as it'll have just a bit more information on it, and then we can get back into contact and I can follow up with you.
What did you tell me your name was?
It's Russell.
Russell, let me tell you. Here's why it is. And I want you to send me an email. That's fine. You can do all that. But if you can't send me something showing that, hey Keith, this is what the rates is. This is what the terms is. If you're A1 customer for us, this is what, you know. I mean, that's what I want to see. You ain't got to show me what it is if they're not A1, because I won't do it anyway. Because I'm not going to pay big interest. I'm not going to pay, you know, big terms. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I want to make sure that it's all in line with, I think, would suit me. And, you know, if you can't give me that without looking at all my information, completely understand. Appreciate you calling, but, you know, I'm not going to do anything.
Got it. Okay,
you with me, Russell, and I'm not trying to be hard to get along with. I'm just, you know, just telling you.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I don't think you are. I completely understand. If I was in your shoes, I would be wanting to know similar information.
Because I don't waste your time, and you don't waste my time, because I don't want to even go through 10 minutes of filling this one-page application out and then not doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, what did I even waste that time for? Because, you know, I could probably tell you in 2 seconds whether I do it or not. You know what I'm saying? If I could just see it or know. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So send that over if you can. I'll take a look, and we'll go from there, bro. Thank you, Russell. All right,
hey,
bye-bye.
Good talking to you, Keith.
All right, see ya.